Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Cameron's from Lunenburg. Good morning, Cam.
Good morning, Carson. How's it going?
Hey.
Doing good, doing good. Cam is a mechanical engineer, Kennedy.
Ooh, wow. That sounds good. Smart.
Yes.
Work with his hands. Let's go.
I don't think I ever told you this. When I took the ASVAB to go in the Army, they're like, hey, you should get into like some sort of mechanical engineering. And I was like, I don't even know how to change
somebody,
the oil.
Did somebody else take your test?
I don't know. I can't even change the oil in my car. What are you talking about?
And you said, mechanical engineer, point me to your radio station. I want to make no money.
Signal flow.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. You all right, Kennedy? She's tripping over the chair on the way out. What'd she say? She was just mumbling about something.
She did the Dougie on the way out of here.
All right. She stepped into that soundproof studio. She cannot hear anything that is about to happen. Kennedy with 3,077 wins, 257 losses. Again, Cam, you tie, you lose. Okay?
All right.
Word has it Aerosmith is performing a career-spanning medley at the Grammys in 2 weeks. And this famous old-school hip-hop group will join them for their collaboration on Walk This Way. Who is that hip-hop group?
Run DMC.
Question number two. Pitbull, celebrating his 39th birthday today.
Let's go.
His nickname is Mr. Worldwide, Mr. Blank.
305.
Question number three. 11 years ago today, U.S. Airways pilot Chelsea Sully Sullenberg safely landed a jet disabled by a bird strike in the Hudson River. Who played him in the movie about that event?
Tom Hanks.
Question number four. The Red Sox have fired Alex Cora. Well, parted ways.
Mutually
fired
parted
ways. Fired is strong. Mutually parted ways.
Did you write the press release?
Right. He was the manager for 2 years. Who was his predecessor, who also won a World Series and was later fired?
John Farrell.
Question number five. Billie Eilish had a phenomenal 2019, and it looks like her 2020 is off to a great start. She's been tapped to write and record the title track for the next James Bond movie. What was the name of Billie's 2019 debut studio album?
Some things that happen in the dark, something along those lines.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
That's a tough question.
It
yeah,
is.
That is. That's,
yeah.
That is hard. All right, Kennedy.
Yes.
Cam, the mechanical engineer, got 4 out of 5 right.
Wow.
Yes, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Word has it Aerosmith is performing a career-spanning medley at the Grammys. You know who told me that, Kennedy?
Uh-uh.
You.
All right.
And this famous old-school hip-hop group will join them for a collaboration on Walk This Way. Name that group.
Run DMC.
Tied at one. Pitbull, turning 39 today. His nickname is Mr. Worldwide, Mr. Blank.
305.
Mr. 305. Which, of course, is the area code for?
That's not a question. I don't want to know it. I'm too scared to answer something wrong. Go.
Oh, it's Miami. Miami, Kennedy.
He's about to put down the best Super Bowl halftime performance
yes,
ever.
Yes, he is, Daniel.
If they don't put him in, I swear.
I was going to say, is he in? Or do you know something we don't?
No, but we've
he's
been hoping
up.
It.
But he's Mr. 305.
He's flying in from the sky like Gaga.
Question number three. 11 years ago today, U.S. Airways pilot Sully Sullenberg safely landed a jet disabled by a bird strike in the Hudson River. Who played Sully in the movie about the event?
Tom Hanks.
Yes. Is it Chesley or Chelsea? It might be Chesley.
I think it's Chesley. Yeah,
I think you're right. That's tied at 3. Question number 4. The Red Sox have fired Alex Cora, Kennedy. He was the manager for 2 years. Who was his predecessor, who also won a World Series and was later axed?
Ooh. John Farrell?
head, Kennedy.
Made me nervous there.
I had Tito in my head. Why did I have Tito in my head? Is that another manager?
Different one.
But it was a manager, right?
Yes.
It's also a vodka.
Dude.
Tied at four. Question number five. Billie Eilish had a phenomenal 2019. Kennedy, it looks like 2020 is off to a good start. As you mentioned earlier this morning, she's been tapped to write and record the title track for the next James Bond movie. What was the name of her 2019 debut studio album?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah? Any guess?
Gary.
When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
Yeah, no way. Yeah.
It's a wordy title.
I know.
It is. But it's a so really good one.
What was the one she said yesterday about Ladies Love Cool James that I'm supposed to use instead of Gary from now on?
She said Loud Larry. Larry.
Loud Larry. Loud Larry. All right, let's see. Kennedy, you get the win with the tie 4-4. I'm sorry, Cam, you don't get the cash, but I do have those tickets to go see Jeff Dunham. January 23rd at Aganis Arena. Tickets for that show are on sale now. You've got them for free to enjoy that. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Cam from Lunenburg, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Julia's from Hull. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Julia knows it's Wednesday. She's a teacher on her way into work.
Yes, I'm so excited. Halfway through the week.
Hey.
Already thinking
class
about
the weekend.
All right, Julia, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
What do you teach?
English as a second language for kindergarten through second grade.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, here we go. Kennedy has walked out of the studio now. She's over in that soundproof booth. She cannot hear any of these questions. There are five pop culture trivia questions that Dan put together. Kennedy with 3,078 wins, 257 losses. So if you tie, you lose, okay?
All right.
Question number one, it was 128 years ago today. The rules of basketball were first printed in a Massachusetts newspaper written by the sports creator James Naismith. In what town did he create the game of basketball? It's where the Hall of Fame is now.
True.
What?
No, name the
Sorry,
town.
I think it broke out.
Oh, okay.
Name the town. Sorry. Name,
yeah. Okay. Question number two.
Had me going there for a second.
Yeah. Sia said she sent a text to Diplo and offered him a deal of some friends with benefits type action. Sia is known to wear what that obscures her face while in public?
A mask.
Question number three. It would have been Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Today, we celebrate the legendary civil rights activist with the national holiday. It always falls on the third blank of January every year.
Monday.
Question number four. Charlize Theron is on Kimmel tonight. She currently has a movie in theaters about the sexual harassment scandals that happened at Fox News. Name that film.
Is it Epstein? Something to do with Epstein. I don't know the rest of the title, though.
Question number five. A new study looked at data from almost 8 million Americans to figure out when people are the most miserable, and the answer is when they are 47.2 years old.
You made it over that hump, Carson.
Proud of you.
I think Kennedy's 47.2. Maybe we shouldn't ask this question. Which of these celebrities is not currently 47? The Rock, Eminem, or Gwen Stefani?
The Rock.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
No, seriously, I don't want to ask her that question.
Just don't say anything.
You can skip around it.
Just don't be like you.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Don't be like you. That's hilarious.
You'll know why.
Been saying that for 20 years.
I take back what I said earlier.
Oh, here we go.
Julie got 2 out of 5 right, Kennedy.
I don't like missing jokes.
Let's light this candle.
Question number one. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
128 years ago today, the rules of basketball were first printed in a Massachusetts newspaper written by the sports creator James Naismith. In which town did he create the game of basketball? It's where the Hall of Fame is.
Springfield.
That is correct. Tied at one. Question number two. Sia sent a text to Diplo and offered him a little friends with benefits action, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
She's known to wear what that obscures her face while in public?
A wig.
Wigs. That is correct. 2-1. Question number 3. It would have been Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday today. We celebrate the legendary civil rights activist with a national holiday that always falls on the third blank of January every year.
Monday.
Question number 4. Charlize Theron is on Kimmel tonight. She's currently in a movie about the sexual harassment scandal that happened at Fox News. Name that film.
Bombshell.
I heard it's so good, too.
It's fantastic.
It is amazing.
Yeah, she's incredible how much she looks like her.
You think it's
Megan
Kelly.
Yeah, there are a couple of times where I was like, oh, that's stock footage because she looks so much like her.
I got to see that film.
4-2. Question number 5, Kennedy. A new study looked at data from almost 8 million Americans to figure out when people are the most miserable. And the answer is when they are 47.2 years old.
It me. I'm more point, like, 8, but whatever.
The birthday, it's fine.
The birthday is nigh.
It's fine.
You made it.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
I'm happy now.
Fine. Yeah, I have everything I ever wanted. All of my dreams have come true.
I'm 47.8. Everything's great.
Which of these celebrities is not currently 47? The Rock, Eminem, or Gwen Stefani?
I'm going to say Eminem.
Gwen Stefani, she's older at 50 years old, Kennedy.
All right.
Nice job, though. You get the win, 4-2. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Life is grand. Julie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets. You're going to see Camila Cabello September 11th at the TD Garden. Those tickets are on sale now, but you're going for free. Enjoy that, okay?
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy, Julia?
I'm Julia from Hall, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Aaron is from Hingham.
You're the worst.
Is that not how it's said? Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. What's your daughter's name?
Eliza.
Eliza. Hi, Eliza.
Hi.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Aaron?
You bet. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Ooh.
Thank you.
She said it with her chest, too. She's like, Kennedy, get out of here.
Bye, kid. All right, so Aaron, I have 5 pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy. We'll give you $100. She is now gone from the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. She's only lost 257 times, but she's won 3,079 times. Are you ready?
Ooh, I think so.
Question number 1. Ken Jennings won the Jeopardy Greatest of All Time competition. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. He won his third game last night. What is the last round of Jeopardy called that features a single clue?
Final Jeopardy.
Question number 2. Larry David went off on some autograph hounds the other night. He said, and I quote, "You got to find another way to make money, okay? This is bleeped up." I feel like that's how he probably said it.
I feel like that's his tone for every conversation.
He's always yelling.
Really sorry about your loss.
Yeah. You got to find it. Okay, what are we doing here? What are we doing? We're taking autographs and we're selling them? That's a job? All right. What presidential candidate is Larry a dead ringer for?
That would be Donald Trump.
Question number 3. Heidi Klum says she didn't experience the same issues on America's Got Talent that Gabrielle Union did. Name the 2 male judges on America's Got Talent.
Simon Cowell and... help me out here.
No one
has
watched that.
All right.
Amazing.
Ask a TikTok question. She got you.
All right.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Question number 4. It was 18 years ago in 2002. Backstreet Boy Kevin Richardson carried the Olympic torch.
What?
Name all the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my gosh. You got this one for me?
No.
You know what? That one's going to Kennedy. Sorry.
Question number 5. Dot Marie Jones from Glee revealed on Instagram that she's recovering from a heart attack. What was the name of the actual Glee club on the TV show?
Oh, no. Come on. What is it?
I don't know.
You're putting a lot of pressure on Eliza, Aaron.
Right. Well, you know, she's about 14, so she should know these. Oh, gosh.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Well, someone's going to boarding school because they didn't
help. Oh.
It's the only solution, Dan.
There you go.
All right, Kennedy. Aaron from Hingham got one out of five.
Sooch.
Terrible.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ken Jennings won the Jeopardy! Greatest of All Time competition by winning his third game last night. Spoiler alert.
I'm supposed to say it before.
It's best thing about you.
What is the last round of the night on Jeopardy! Called?
Final Jeopardy.
Yes, it features a single clue. That is correct. Tied at one. Larry David went off on some autograph hounds the other night, and he said, and I quote, "You got to find another way to make some money, okay? Because this is bleeped up." Which presidential candidate is Larry a dead ringer for?
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. You were thinking of Alec Baldwin that does Donald Trump. 2-1. Yeah. Question number three. Heidi Klum says she didn't experience the same issues on America's Got Talent that Gabrielle Union did.
I wonder why that is.
Crazy.
Hmm. Maybe it had to do with where they were all sitting during the show or something?
For sure.
I don't know. Name the two male judges on America's Got Talent.
Simon Cowell and Howie Mandel.
3-1. Question number four. 18 years ago in 2002, Backstreet Boy Kevin Richardson carried the Olympic torch. Name all the Backstreet Boys.
Okay. AJ, Kevin, Brian, Nick, and oh, he's so cute, and I love him, and
Frankie.
Now I can't think of his name.
Gary.
I don't have it.
JC
Loud
Chazelle.
Larry.
Loud Larry.
Who am I missing?
Howie.
Howie D. Oh, sweet old Howie D.
Save that audio for when they come back.
Yeah, everyone always forgets Howie. It's the Chris Kirkpatrick of their group.
3-1. Question number five. Dot Marie Jones from Glee revealed on Instagram that she's recovering from a heart attack. What was the name of the actual Glee club in Glee?
They had a name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Duran. I don't know.
Duran. Yeah. New Direction?
New Directions, yes.
New Directions. 3-1 is the final score. Kennedy, you get the win. I'm sorry, Aaron, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Tovlo is going to be at the House of Blues on February 10th. You can buy tickets, but you've got them for free. You enjoy the show, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
And thank you to Eliza for being such a peach during all of that. She was great.
I don't know that, Mom.
Leave me alone.
Just drop me off at school.
Oh,
jeez, you're
what's
embarrassing
a Backstreet
me.
Boy?
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, I'm Aaron from Hingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.